Nice to see you guys.
What was all the cheering for over there? Is it no practice tomorrow? No meeting?
I wish. No. Nothing tonight. So everyone gets to go home and sleep in their own bed. So everyone's very excited about this time. So Vince has been our go-to guy on that for a few years, and he had two balls in his hand, so he had to catch it with the two balls in his hands. A little more challenging, so. You know, coach throws us a bone. It doesn't happen too often.
Are you excited to see some game action?
Yeah, I am. I think, I think the whole team's looking to improve. So it'd be nice to be out there and play a little bit and see if we can make some improvements from last week. Mm-hmm. But, coach was he's been pretty tough on us. Wants us to make these improvements quickly. So Tampa's a great test, too, because they're very, very well coached. I think they present some different challenges as a team. And we got our work cut out for us.
We haven't talked to you since the Brett Favre move. What is your reaction to that?
Yeah. The Jets have made a lot of moves, and they're it's a tough team. Miami's made improvements. Buffalo's made improvements. And anytime you add a guy like Brett Favre to a team, it's definitely it never hurts. So and we're looking forward to playing. Tampa this week, and when the Jets come up, I'm sure they'll present plenty of their own challenges. But he's a great player.
Any concerns about your offensive line with injuries to Matt and Steve?
No, I don't have any. I know they're working hard to get back. I know the guys that are in there I have a lot of confidence in. Guys who have played, Billy's played, Wes has played, Kayser's played. So, they're going to be fine.
How has camp gone compared to other years, would you say? Or is there a way to tell since you didn't play the first game?
Yeah, I think it's going. I think, situational football has been important for us this camp. Coach has really been stressing that. After every practice, towards the end of every practice, we're working on a two-minute drill, a four-minute drill, some type of situational plays that we really need to be on. So when they come up in the game, it's not the first time they come up. So Coach has been he's been really harping on that. And I think the team's responded to it. And, the new guys are picking it up quick. Some days are better than others. Still eating that humble pie around here. So coach has been on us pretty good.
Tom, you're 41 now. Look at Kevin O'Connor and say, like, hey, that was deep. By the way, he says your pads are
deep. Yeah. When I was his age, I was carrying like three pads. Drew, Freeze, and Bishop. So he's getting off easy with one pad. But yeah, he's...
You look at him now and say, gee, I've come a long way. I just still that feeling right
there. Sure. No, I think every year it's a little something different. So I think each year your role changes a little bit, and my role continues to evolve on this team, and I'm glad I've been here going on my ninth year. And there's only four of us that have been here that long, and I was a rookie one of those days, but being a new kid on the block, and now I'm the fourth oldest. So It's been a great time. I think this year, this is one of our best seasons.
Do you feel any sympathy for Matt or any of the quarterbacks watching and things not going too well in the first game?
No, I don't feel sympathy at all. I think they know what they're doing. They know they work extremely hard, and you just go out there as a quarterback and you do the best you can do, and that's what they do, and I'm proud of them for that. And they got to have confidence that things happen, and you got to bounce back and do well on the next play. It's not like as a quarterback you have good play after good play. Sometimes things don't go right. You got to rebound and make the next play a good play. But, those guys work extremely hard, and I think we got a good quarterback group.
Tom, when you see the new generation of quarterbacks coming along, the money they're getting, do you feel underpaid at all?
No, I don't ever feel underpaid. No, not at all.
You're very happy with the arrangement then, or?
Yeah, I do. I do. I love being here. I love being a part of this team. It's a great situation. So, got a great coach, got great coaches, great ownership. I mean, it's a great place to be. Great media. I mean, doesn't get any better than this, does it?
Haircut day coming up for the rookies here pretty soon.
Yeah, I don't know how we missed it. I think...
it's usually before the first preseason game.
Yeah, it is. Usually it's on the road, so we have that day before we leave when everyone's showering up to leave, and that's when it happens. So we're gonna get them. Looking forward to getting Crable.
Different this camp. I mean, Randy, Wes. Last year you had Dante, a new guy too. This year you're so much more familiar with receiving corps. Is it different for you this camp?
Sure. And I think we're in ways we're very far ahead of where we were last year. We know what we can do. We know it's not about getting lined up in a formation and running the play. Now it's about getting into a better play if the play we call in the huddle isn't the one we like the best when we get out on the field. So those guys can adjust. They know the signals. They know the routes. They know how we want to run. They know the techniques of the defensive backs. And I feel like we've, you know, from day one, we were way ahead of last year. And I hope that, you know, that shows up when we come, you know, playing in the regular season.
We haven't heard from Randy yet this training camp. His decision. Can you kind of be his spokesperson and tell us how he's doing?
He's great. He's great. We have a great relationship. He works very, very hard. And he loves playing football. So I think that's what he loves to do, and that's what he focuses attention on.
Hey, Tom, is this offense still a work in progress as camp is going on? Do you feel like there's still some things that need to be corrected before you get into the regular season?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things need to be corrected. You know, I don't think we've been as efficient as we would have liked. I think Coach has been... You know, we have high expectations based on what we've accomplished last year. So it's not like you want to come out and throw incomplete passes. I think we want to be very efficient whether we run it or throw it, no matter who's in there. So, you know, it's still early in camp. We still have 3 preseason games, and we need to get better. Because you know what, every team, you look at every team around the league, Jets, Kansas City, those first 2 teams we play, they're all getting better. That's who, you know, you compare yourself to.
Is it tough to be compared to last year's offense? That may be somewhat unfair to stack yourself up against the numbers you put up a year ago?
Well, we haven't played a game yet, so, I mean, we'll wait and see.
Tom, and Josh had the a walkie-talkie out there at the end of practice. Was that for the helmet?
Yeah.
In the radio? Is that the first time that you've used that in practice in camp?
No, we use it quite a bit, especially in the two-minute situations, four-minute offense. He tries to simulate whenever we do situational stuff that Josh has got to look down his call sheet and be able to call the play. So you just don't get to run over and have him, you know, call the play. You have to listen to the helmet, communicate to the team, and go out there and try to execute it.
Any particular reason for the timing of the change from the red to the white jerseys? I know sometimes you do that during the regular season, but
yeah,
in camp, you maybe want to take a little bit more protection for the quarterbacks. Any reason for that being done now?
No, I don't think so. I think quarterbacks are tired of the red jerseys, so we asked Coach Belichick, and he agreed.
Tom, you and Chad Pennington came in around the same time. What about Peyton Howard?
Well, he's a great player. And he's going into his 9th year too. So he's been a starting quarterback for a long time. Yeah, I know he works extremely hard. He's a great player. Those guys help your team.
Just talk about the work of your tight ends at the core so far through the camp.
They've done well. Ben was limited, you know, for a little bit coming out. Marks is getting used to the offense. Dave's been in and out, so I think the longer we go, the better it's going to be for all of us, and the more we can get out there and practice together. But they're doing good.
Chad has struggled a little bit. Anything he can do to maybe help get on the same page with the quarterback?
I think any young player, you know, always has to get on the same page. So he works hard. He comes out every day and has things that he wants to work on. Coaches are coaching him hard. Some days it clicks, some days, you know, you it doesn't click and you go back in and you try something new. But we've all been through that. You know, we had Jeff Hostetler out here yesterday telling us he didn't play quarterback for his first 6.5 years. So when you hear stories like that, I think it inspires a lot of people.
Any surprises whatsoever in this camp or every, you know, 9th year? There aren't any surprises.
Yeah. That was our first night off, so that's a surprise. I don't think anybody was expecting that. Yeah, no, it hasn't been very hot. It's been a lot of rain. So, yeah, not much.
Question, guys?
Tom, if you didn't play at all in the preseason, are you okay with that?
I mean, I am playing.
You are going to play?
Yeah, I'm playing.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.